This is David Null from the UW-Madison Archives. It's Friday, March 1st, 2013. We're at the Academic Staff Institute at Union South, and we're speaking with Cheryl Wagner.
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I can't really tell you how much the University of Wisconsin has affected my life because it's tremendous, and also the lives of my children. I would start with faculty. I was in the School of Education, and I would really, in educational administration in particular, my advisor, Donald McCarthy, was an incredible influence. And I'm sorry, it was Don McIsaac who was my advisor, and then Don McCarthy was a very influential professor that I had. So as far as education, those two people I can think of particular, and many, many others. After that, I went into a public education for quite a few years and then returned to the University of Wisconsin with the University of Wisconsin System Administration. And I feel in that position, there are a lot of people that challenged my thinking and made me think about the future of the university, in particular Kevin Riley, Biddy Martin. Not that I was always on board with their thinking, but it really challenged me and made me think about the bigger picture. In the position with systems administration, I also really appreciated my mentor and supervisor, Francine Tompkins, and with the same perspective on how she could look at the bigger picture and frame it and see things immediately and always see the good side of a situation. Like, for example, if someone called back hostile, she could say, well, at least they called back. So it always helped me.
That's good.
Really. And so that, and then most currently I'm working with the School of Education, and Pam Peterson is very much like Francine. She can always see the good part of situations, and always on the side of people and really believing that they're trying their best and their hardest. So
what position did you have at System Administration?
I was with a FIPSE grant. It was the Fund for Improvement of Postsecondary Education, and at the time it was a three-year grant, and we were looking at developing an assessment tool for student teachers when they're student teaching in math and science, and it was, I would say, landmark in that we got the different states, universities and colleges to come together and agree and or get close to agreeing on something. And then we also had some privates in there. So we did end up with a tool that was used and deemed useful by many. And I think much of the dialogue that evolved during this time was wonderful and even different. I was surprised at the small or the minimum amount sometimes that the different university people had a chance to talk with each other, even when they're in the same department, science or math. So that was very interesting.
Yeah. And what are you doing now for the School of
Engineering? Right now I'm in the School of Engineering, and in this position I'm an advisor for the undergraduate mechanical engineers. I started as a graduate advisor for biomedical and industrial engineer, and then I just moved one door over in the same office, and now I'm advising the undergraduate mechanical engineers, 640 of them.
Wow, that's... So,
It's wonderful. And my background prior to all this I was discussing was as a middle school and high school teacher and as a principal. So it kind of aligns with all of that.
Yeah, you've always been
advising
form
in
education.
So I'm very privileged, and people often ask, what job did you like best? And I think I'm very privileged to be able to say the one I'm working in right now I like best. So
that's very nice.
Privilege.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you'd like to
not
tell
that
us,
I can or? Well, I love this end of campus, the institute across the street, the WID, and our mechanical engineering is beautiful, and right next door the building's beautiful. So I think your surroundings can make a lot of difference in the way you feel, and it feels real good to be in this area.
That's very nice to hear. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.